really helped me most in my constituency, I wanted to share with you. This is the severe
advisory services support, capacity building and training, marketing, financing, extension, etc. What we focused on at the beginning, which was this program has been in operation since 2004-05, we focused on infrastructure. In fact, to this day, most of the money has actually gone into infrastructure. So people would apply for...
That he's in love with his girlfriend. He showed the two of them. And then the following week, a certain soldier shot his wife. Not even shot. I don't know whether he shot him. But the instrument he used was really terrifying. He killed his wife and three children. This is the picture.
Upside down.
This is the mother. This is the first daughter. She's 9 years old. This one is 4 years old. This one, the last one is 9 months old. You know, I was crying that funeral. So, he cleared the whole family. I wanted to know what was the cause. They said that person was very quiet. They even took a raffle from the correctional service that he's very quiet. I don't know what was the message of quietness. They took the raffle from him. He, I'm told that he used a spade. Up to now, it's overstressed, really. You can imagine. The reason why I'm saying this is because one of the resolutions in our meeting was that let's be serious about this moral regeneration. There's something wrong with our, can I say, our people or our children? The society. Really. So that's why I said I'm really starting a bad and sad tone. Up to now, I'm still overstressed about those issues, incidents, because they happened in my constituency. I believe a lot of things also happen in your constituency, but we have to do something with this threat of our threat. So let's start the business of the day. We had our strategic workshop, which we believe that the researcher and Africa has done their part. We are so thankful, which I believe that it really assisted us a lot to look at their plan and their strategic ways. We even came up with some strategic way of programming ourselves. Like I said, that maybe the secretary really hand out this program which we are supposed to be adopting today. The first item which we're supposed to be listening to was postponed because of the delays. I told that my page to make some copies for you to look at. There were some certain people who said they want to... Lama Chonsi Entertainment. They said they want to come and break us, and then they want to build a school for music at Duguletu. But we didn't have space for them. The other reason is that they couldn't make it because he was supposed to be transported down to Cape Town. Unfortunately, they haven't landed yet in South Africa. So that is their option to help our children. To, like you were saying, that there are some other people who want to help, unless if we can explain it to them. So we thought we can slot them at a later stage. Because now that they're not there, we're unable to come. So we'll be looking at the consideration and adoption of the committee program, so in the minutes. So can you also explain what that other guy has told you from Gauteng?
Well, colleagues, I had an email whether I would come and talk to somebody on arts and culture. And when I got there, it is a well-known person from the arts community, Hossein James O'Donnell. And he has worked with, and is still working with, a lot of major arts people in the country. And if I recall correctly, he was also on the board of the Civic Theatre in Joburg, etc. But they are a group of people who felt that not enough is happening on arts and culture, especially right down at grassroots level across the country, and that they are actually in the process of establishing their own private university for the arts and culture. They're not, and they don't intend to become an entity of government, because they see, for example, you know, the failures of our department of taking arts and culture to the people, and that all these committees and stuff we have at the provinces aren't working. And they asked me, whether I would ask the chairperson if they can perhaps come and do a brief presentation on what they intend to do. What I asked is that ask him why would they, you know, really want to come here, but actually what they wanted to do is for us to give them maybe NGOs or the department to wake up and tell them where are the needs of the people on arts and culture. So the request is, and I've just looked at our program here, is we don't have a lot of opening, but the 3rd of June we only doing consideration of report, and with the chair, if the committee so agree that they do come and do a presentation, that maybe we squash them in on the 3rd of June and hear what they say, and maybe hear how seriously they are going to take arts and culture to the people on the ground. Especially in the rural areas, they felt that nothing is happening while there are a lot of potential.
Any comments from me? Comments, honorable member? Comments, honorable member?
No, that was perfect. I was just to add on what Joseph was saying about the lack of knowledge and on arts and culture. People do want to know, and our children do want to know about arts and culture. As such, on the 17th, I think there's kind of an invitation in my constituency, the provincial department of arts and culture is coming to my constituency at Orlando East on the 17th. Because we attended there, when we visited the school, children were complaining about that they as arts and culture scholars are neglected. All what is said and done is done for people who are mathematicians and scientists. That was their main complaint, that they are totally neglected by both arts and culture department and us. They were surprised that there is a committee of arts and culture in parliament. But they do see us sometimes on TV and all their like, they do hear people talking about. But they, as people, know nothing except what they see at school. And as such, other children mock them at times. When they practice dances and all the other things. They don't know that there is heritage. They don't know that investing in culture and all these other things. All they know is that arts and culture is dances and what you call it, what they do call. So I met the MEC for Arts and Culture, Baba Kriti, and we set a date that they as a province will come to my PCO, to my constituency, in a form of a road show. I don't know, maybe the invitation is still coming.
Let's hope. you. You are welcome, Honorable Ramdibe, Honorable Rukata.
Let me take this opportunity to greet all members of the committee of the Federation and say any endeavor to promote agriculture in our communities in this country should be encouraged. When we do have time, I think those people that want to see us given that opportunity, we may the committee gradually become possible and make a positive impact within our community. During the recess in my process, I happened to meet with the Urban Culture Provincial Art Culture Council that has recently established. I met with the chairperson of that committee, Mr. Reza, who actually said that because we are very much concerned about the skilled funding of the provinces from the National Arts Council, then I made those endeavors to go and reach them. Now something is happening, and what the other council provincial chairperson said is that they will start to become possible. I also talked to National Arts Council, Mr. Vitu, about our concern as a committee about the skilled funding, that we want to see this funding distributed evenly within the communities of this country.
Thank you very much. I believe it's a sort of an eye-opener to the communities, because that was only considered like an entertaining thing, jazz festival, kwaitos and the rest. But our people on the ground were not really developing in a cultural way. Whatever we were talking, it was just but sort of like inviting them to come and entertain people. But as far as poverty alleviation is concerned, we were not that much visible enough. Even though we thought that art is the only vehicle to can empower our people, like we're still talking, or even talking about it, that is the only vehicle to can improve our people's lives. We have to make sure that it be felt that art is alive. So at least we shared what actually we happened during our recess. And I still encourage you to go again, approach our people and listen to their stories and listen to their cries, so that we must improve their lives, really. Like we said, that we'll ignore that invitation. Oh, Honorable Malega.
I thought we were going to respond to.
Oh. So,
I think we should.
Your mic.
Especially in the mic of what the press was saying. I try to, even if those people have a different view on how they want to do things, but I think it's important for us to listen to them. Because we will, at some point, find areas of cooperation with them. And I think that there is an opportunity in our program to have them come to us.
Thank you. Right, I think we are agreeing with that Honorable Maluga is really suggesting. I don't know whether how possible will it be for them to come with this Lama Tonsi. I don't know whether it will be contradicting or they'll be counteracting to each other, or we give them different days. What's your opinion?
I think let's leave it up to the professor. We should look at the program and see if there's
the slot.
Including
if ever you have the time in your program to put two people that we think might contradict or don't want to hear each other's stories because they're both private institutions, all you do is you book the one, say, for 10 o'clock, and the other doesn't sit in, they only arrive at 11 o'clock, which is the starting time of their presentation. So when the one goes out, the other one comes in.
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah. So if because I've looked at the schedule, it's quite tight, so you have to look at days where, like the 3rd of June, where you're only doing consideration and so forth of reports and minutes.
I think, Honourable Minister, the suggestion is accepted, ne? Unless if we can be strict that whoever starts, we let the group really leave the room immediately so that they mustn't copy to each other and say also there's some sort of like contradicting each other. Thank you very much. There is a program and the budget alongside time frames, I believe. I don't see any time frame here. Now that is the cost. We are starting with one is starting with 19 and 16, 26 the children trip. Hello.
I think very good. I think other members are not here. We don't know what to apologize.
I don't know. They should go there. They are the apologies.
If they are apologies, they should be read so that we know.
As long as that I have already realized, ask them to be written apologies. Any written apologies?
The apology that I received was from Ms. Ngalose's secretary.
What is it? And then?
I'm sorry, you printed it. But it's the only one that I received yesterday.
The rest? Did you?
What about the rest?
Which?
Public
work, that is the thing. That's why I'm in the meeting. So the rest didn't
extend the apology. Can I make an observation here? I think that the secretary is supposed to invite all of us. And he is the one who should be in a position to say, who may have a college because of some commitment. Now, I hear the secretary talking about the waiting.
If the member has told the secretary to apologize, the very same secretary has to write that apology and submit it to the secretary. That is the rule. Because the person can say, I'm not around. I won't be around. How sure are we? Because the very same written apology serves to make us sometimes to correct if there's something to pass. Maybe the apologies will come after, I don't know. Let's continue with the business of the day. We have our outstanding overseas trip, which I'm told that it was postponed for, I don't know, 3 years or 4 years. Nambombo and Van der Waal can tell us when was it suggested. I don't know.
I don't think we should go there. I think what we need to do is maybe just for you to tell us what were your discussions with Mr. Joyce. And
I think I tried to secure the date or the meeting with him. Unfortunately, he was not around. When I was told that he was still at the airport, I did really try to follow him. I couldn't get through choice. I don't know whether he's back yet. That's my worry. I tried to talk to his PA and his secretary. He wasn't available. But I think this time we're not supposed to wait for him unless we don't have money. But I'm told that there are some committees who were out. The how part of it, I don't know. So I think we'll see him now. We are having a meeting today, the chairperson's meeting. He's the one who invited us. I have to follow him straight to his office. Maybe then that he'll be telling us our budget, how much we have, and we make it a priority. Any comment after my explanation? Honorable Lekhetho.
No, I agree with you, Chairperson. That was made a follow-up with. And then we said that there is our next meeting, our next meeting.
Thank you. We'll do likewise. So maybe still on that Cuban trip, before we continue, because the date is now over, yesterday while looking at the program, before we start with looking to item by item, we thought that there is a date on the 10th of, after that meeting, after the 3rd of June. We take our trip to Cuba from the 7th to the 15th of June. Because on the 16th it will be a holiday. Are you okay with that? From the 7th to the 15th of June. Is it okay to you, Honorable Members? Second page, that is page 2. That is one of the dates which I am going to motivate, the reason why.
Okay.
Yes. Because I heard that if we'll be having our recess from the 25th of June, if I'm not mistaken. Are those dates okay for you, Honorable Member? The 7th, from the 7th to the 15th of June. Are they okay? Yes, we'll be done by then. That is the main reason. In Zulu, seeing that we failed several times to go to Cuba, we just thought that the 7th to the 15th of June will really suit the committee to go there this year. Do you have any problem with the dates?
No.
So it means that the dates are agreed to, the Cuban trip. In Zulu, they say, Noma Ganjani, we are going. So, the date is agreed upon. from the 7th to the 15th of June. After the following week, it will be closing. We won't have any stress. Is it okay, Dorothy? Thank you. So, let's start from page 1 as far as our program is concerned. We have the second term is starting today, tomorrow, like you indicated, but it's starting today, the 6th. I believe that you peruse the program, which I believe that you can say that we are considering it before we look at it and agreed on whatever we have to amend or to whatever we think is okay for us. Page 1. I think we'll come to it after we have perused everything. Page 2. Your mic.
With its permission, can I then ask this company that possibility the 3rd of June and that then send the secretary's email to them so they can coordinate with her?
Mm-hmm.
And because that's the proof that if they have in consideration and adoption of reports and minutes, which is not a long meeting. So you could squeeze somebody there. And then my other question is on the 17th of June, it refers to consideration of papers referred, a letter from the minister explaining. Is this letter already received and are we getting copies or?
Which date are you talking about?
17th of June, the last date on page 2.
Sure. Secretary, your comment.
This was this appeared on the 86th. So that is why I've looked at it here. I don't know whether you do have any info about this service. I forwarded this piece of letter to you because it appeared on the 86th.
Can't remember it really. I'll look at it.
Then my thesis, but I don't know.
What is the letter from the
minister? They said they referred this paper to the committee to consider for consideration.
I'll look at it. Do you have a copy of the letter?
Only the 86th. As it appears on the page. That is all I have.
Check it and then we'll look at it.
Okay.
Are you okay about the program on page 2? The mic.
Page 2. I thought Desiree earlier on she was saying that we must match Lama Tunzi and the people she was talking about. So I thought the 13th of May, when Lama Tunzi would be here, we would bring these people together. Unless there is a problem from death, so that we are able to minimize our problem and engage as soon as possible with these things.
So in other words, you're saying that it will be budget hearing? Hearings by Robin Allen and Pensac and Lama Tunzi and the rest, I don't think so.
Maybe a bit too much.
It would be too much, yes.
I think Dr. Hazel said, Roger, so just saying that we must try to avoid having two people
Okay. I would put it that way. In your system, in that hearing. So, if you didn't have a problem in that, you should have them in the same way.
Okay. That's fine.
Because I was going to ask you whether or not you don't have a system on that day. So, that is time to do it.
On
Tuesday the
13th. Tuesday the 13th. Yes, there is. Yeah. On the 13th, there is a plenary. It's member statement. Then the 35. And then from 15 hour to 4:45, extended public committee. Debate on vote 24 and 3.
Which is?
On the 13th of
May. All those, next the departments, yeah, those departments.
It's communications and foreign affairs.
It doesn't mean that if this committee is not having a budget that we can't come to committee meetings during that time. In my party, you attend every city. So, you know, we run between our members in the two different venues. So I don't think, unless we have maybe hearings or something, that we should put our program whilst we are having budget not working, because some of us do sit on either some three committees and alternative on a fourth one. So obviously I think the sittings, you cannot work on EPP's time. What the program actually does provide for is after EPC that we go straight back into committee. That was discussed at the programming meeting.
So in other words,
there's always a concern raised about the attendance of the CPC. It's very difficult to get all of them evenly spread in terms of attendance. So I think we may, well, I have to just check and see if we can. Because if the committee, our committee, because there could be members who are sitting in some of the, who are part of the committee. So we mustn't, because we are not disabled, then we are not attending on the department.
Dorothy?
I think I also want to support the idea that if we go back and check for those times that especially if it's on Tuesday, it's not in the morning to
To last.
And avoid the situation whereby we don't have to attend
EPC. In other words, because saying that, it means that we're not extending to 16 hour. The budget there have to be reduced. Because I think it was this 2,300 was for two sittings, or two meetings. I don't know who you are with me.
Not just that, Chair. I don't think we should give ourselves too little time for other items and I think the committee has some concern involved, and I think it would be important that we budget ample time. We'd rather just have the two and six that morning, between morning and lunch time, than going into the summer time.
So it means that they'll be at a later, they'll come at a later stage.
Yeah, I think we will not just ask the another slot for Lamacon, but I think that the first part of it is we just put it out for Roman Island and Lamacon.
Your mic is always off.
Oh.
Aiva! Honorable Ramji.
I'm not sure why we are not using other days. Are we saying that we are in other committees? what I see here, we are only looking at
Tuesdays only.
We are on Tuesdays only. I think we could also look at either Wednesday or Thursday also, because I think other committees also are trying also to push their program before, you know, before we run, so that we don't take advantage of this committee.
Who are affected on Tuesday, on Wednesday? Two members? Yeah, a little. So that we must push our program also. No. No, I don't think so. Does it count?
What I'm saying, other communities, they also have members. And we also are also having other communities.
But we can set aside for art and culture, to rent culture in Apollo in other communities. So that otherwise, art and culture is not going to move because of other communities. I don't know whether it's that possible. In other words, compromising our committee to other committees. Let's have some meetings sometimes on Wednesdays, really, to at least to accommodate a lot of briefings. Otherwise, without the briefings, there's no way we're going to. So the circle of truth will see to it that we also have some meetings on Wednesday too, in order to push our program. Otherwise, we mustn't compromise much to others. I think I'm not harsh, I'm trying to so that we must be able to more especially because it's during this EPC time. We're rising earlier. Can I raise a question somehow, or maybe a suggestion? How possible if we can, for us to have enough time to shift a little bit also back to 9 o'clock? Back to 9 o'clock and start our meetings earlier. It will really save this time of really extending. Is that welcome to by the honorable members? Thank you very much. So that is the 20th. It was the budget hearings, Nelson Mandela Museum, Playhouse Company, Performing Arts of Free State. Are you okay there?
Before you go there, what have you agreed on the setting?
With
the written by Lama Kunsi?
No, we said that let her.
Okay.
Get a slot somewhere.
Okay.
The same, and it's Lama Tunsi in that one way, which So we agreed that We agreed that we go back instead of sacrificing our committee.
Yeah.
Go back to 9 o'clock in order that we must finish our things in time. We agreed on that. The 20th to be performing arts and of the Free State. Are you okay? The reason why I'm raising it is because I just thought that if we can shift this National Museum, Bloemfontein, up. I don't know whether it will be too much for one day. And have a full briefing by the deck and the National Council, Heritage Council. I don't know where I'm understanding it yet.
Museum of Bloemfontein is fine, so you have two maybe long ones and two brief ones, so I don't think that's a problem.
Your mic was off.
I'm sorry, it all depends. I mean, those are four entities. Maybe two of them have got problems, and two should be brief. So I don't have a problem if they all four come. The only thing that we should take note of is that if people come and you must divide the time, they must stay within their time, and then the secretary should tell them you only have 30 minutes. Because then they concentrate to do a better presentation to get the needy stuff over across to us. But, you know, some of these people would sit here the whole day while the other entity would wait for them, which is not, and then you as the chair would tell them you have so many minutes. I don't specifically have a problem with those four, because two of them is maybe stuff. The other two are really not that bad if you study the AG report.
What is your suggestion now? How should they be paired?
I don't have a problem with them, and please, I don't know what you think.
Honorable, President Zulu?
I think there are too many for to be put together. Although, from 10 to...
From 9.
From 9 to
1. From 9 to
1. I would think we can take some of them on the 3rd of June.
When about come to you?
Can you also talk about time? Because I think it's confusing.
Yeah.
Time from 10 to 24. Can you also complete a block in the time? If we are to speak to
for each committee?
Yes, for each day.
Oh, not just 10 to 16.
Yes, and if you could speak to us, read us from 9 to 1.
I think whilst we're talking about the time allocation, I think we must also agree that, you know, sometimes the problem may lie with the entity, but we also be guilty of not sticking to the time. You know, we want, you know, the very serious mistake when Robben Island was here. I think you'll recall there were serious problems with their report. But because we didn't give ourselves ample time, we didn't even go into that report really. We read about it in the newspaper. And it was a bit embarrassing. So I think what we could do is to, when you introduce the entity, to say to them that you've got 20 minutes or 30 minutes, and we also know that we've got so much time to react on the report. And but we must also leave them that 20 minutes is this presentation, or if you say 30 minutes, 20 presentation, 10 response to what members raise and something like that. But we just structure it a bit properly so that we don't miss out on some mm-hmm. things that we may overlook if we don't structure it right.
We're starting at 9.
Yeah, we start at 10.
Because sometimes one be tempted to refer to the previous presenter. And
yeah,
it will be
I think when we invite them, that's what Gurela needs to do. We have to say to them, the committee starts at 9.
Mm-hmm.
The one that starts at 9 must be here at 9, and then whoever else must be here at 10 or 11 or whatever time they are coming. And if they are here before the time, we must actually say to them that, you know, we're going to deal with this entity, and then they will come in later. Mm-hmm. I think sometimes it is embarrassing.
Thank you. Honorable Mbeto?
No, I don't think it would be fair to call this entity as far as just to come and spend 30 minutes with us, because we have contact with many entities. Yes. I think we also need to look into that. Does not all our listeners to call people from a distance when we are in Jamaica. They adhere to the press pass. And then we give them that similar time. So it's not, it cannot be. We have just said that we need also to consider using Wednesday, because of this type of so instead of congesting entities like 4 years, we need to be frank with us that those people, when they come here, they want to be far out. They will hear from us. If you give them 10 minutes, there is nothing that they could do. But deep down their heart, that they want to say everything what they want. So we must allow them the opportunity to come really here to put their case.
What's happening then,
I'm saying those who are here, they want really to hear from us. But if we give them 10 minutes or 30 minutes or an hour, they will always say, you know, it's fine. It's something, but deep down their heart, not for me. So I wanted to say that instead of bringing 4 people at a time, you must reduce that, maybe to 2, and do parallels with these people, and use the Wednesday. So we have mentioned that we give these people enough time then.
I don't know whether I'm having a different opinion. But talking a lot doesn't mean that you are convincing a person, whether you are robbing that person. But it means that the things which is really what we need is the information, to be informed. You can give people 10 hours to talk to you. Sometimes they're buying or they're robbing you. But I think if they're giving us facts, talking to their reports, to their presentation, it's good enough for one to listen. Sometimes they bring their reports in order to rob us somehow, or to wire time. I'm just thinking aloud.
Mm.
And then for us, I think if we can float them and give them time, they'll come and being prepared, knowing that I'm going to present for this amount of time. I don't know.
Mm. Sir, if Bonella informs so that they've got so much time before they come, and they've got so much time to make a presentation. And this is not what they tell us. It's not much what they tell. It's what we read in the report. So
mm-hmm.
We must just insist that the reports are given to us
in
time so that we can go through the report. And for them, it's just to highlight, you know, when they come in, I remember we once had an entity that almost read the whole report, you know, and that's not what you want. It is that presentation just seems to give them the opportunity to highlight certain things that they would want to bring to the attention of the committee. But it's not to go to read the report, because we would have received the report
in
time. It's just unfortunate most of the time we don't get the report on time. So, I understand what George is saying, that, you know, we must give them time to, but I think that 30 minutes is a lot of time for people to just clarify certain things. Yeah. But I think whether they come from the Western Cape or Bloemfontein, I think we will treat them equal, give them equal time. The report of the time.
Is it okay, Honorable Member? Thank you. So, the slotting, the time, will depend on the secretary, how many minutes. And then, I think if you can agree that let an entity, they be given not enough time, but equal time, so that some mustn't feel that we were robbed and we were undermined. If they can see that they are here for such and such a time, from this time to this time, they'll come prepared. And after all, if they submit their documents earlier, we'll be ready with presence and for clarity. Thank you. No, that is it is administrative. You sit down with whoever. And
equal time.
Yes.
Can we just agree that every day is 9 to 1?
We'll see. Yes. That's why I said it's admin work. It doesn't belong to us.
Work out.
Right. So it means that we are agreeing from the 13th of June to the 13th of May to the 3rd of June theme. That we should see how to spread them and give them the required time. So the follow after from the 3rd. From the 7th and the 15th, we have already talked about it, that is Cuban trip. Any problem? Or it's okay, isn't it? Now, from the 17th of June, because the 16th is holiday. Any comments? The consideration of the third letter. We said she's still going to give us that letter and let us sit next. I don't know because they briefed you before. Why can't we slot them with those other people? Unless it's because it's only from the 19th. Not 17th, it's 19th. I don't know. Page 2. 17th of which month?
I think it's the 17th.
Yeah. 17th of which month?
Sure.
Oh, yeah. I was looking at your level.
It's May, yeah. Why do you think?
Are we okay? We'll be from Cuba, mind you. Are we okay?
Yeah, we are okay. Can I just find out on the 24th? I was saying
Your mic.
I was saying that the briefing will take 9 to 1 also on the 24th.
Of June.
Yes, I was saying this briefing by the department will be from 9 to 1. But I think why we are really concerned about it. we also have to plan from our side, in terms of time management. So it needs to be clear.
Too long. How many hours?
11,
12, 1. 3 hours listening. That's too much.
It's the only time here when you can really have such a long time if you need to go. And you can't do anything.
But otherwise,
maybe
it's an
hour. 9, 10 to 9.
We have to get online, eh?
9 to 10. 10 to 10 to 12. Yes, on the 24th. Yes, yes.
What
is it, 10? 10 to 12. Agreed. Thank you. There is a trip to, that is an overseas visit, I believe. A trip to Gauteng. We're only visiting one province. But I think somewhere here we agreed as far as Afrec is concerned here, if you look at this strategic workshop, it was indicated that we have to look at three visits. That we have one province there, Gauteng only. Your comment. We're only visiting one province, but according to the strategic plan, it indicated that it can be three visits. I don't know what that is because of the schedule, parliament schedule. Honorable Khadi.
I think that I hope that did not have an influence. We went to Gauteng several times. The other province that we haven't yet visited, one of those provinces, Northwest Province. I don't want to say that it is a skewed visiting, like a skewed funding. You see?
We
are coming with it. Like the skilled funding. So ever since I came in, I've gone to Houston more than four times.
Really?
So I'm saying that would not be fair. We have been complaining about skilled funding, now we are complaining about skilled deficits. Let's consider those other provinces that we. I think we should. I also think that we must like
I think to add to what you are saying, Comrade Lefato, I don't know whether you have ever visited Limpopo and Mpumalanga. Honorable? Your mic.
But we visited, so. The community of those places, like when we visited, is it Makadu?
Makadu is in Limpopo.
Yes, we went to Makadu, we went to all those places, Shurubane and all the alike. And the people were complaining about the men from CIA who came and came and presented the machine of folk. A packet of chips and a sunrise. That was in the photo. I don't know, even in Pumalanga, they think that it's the same thing.
Northern Cape?
Yes, we went to Northern Cape. Mm-hmm. So I would like to go back.
No, our complaint, Honorable Lefato, doesn't carry water. We were not yet members of this committee. They visited those areas. When was it? When did you join it?
I've gone to Houghton several times. So there is no change in that. So my argument to start.
Honorable Van der Waal.
I think what we have to realize is that the country is so large, we would never get to everything, because even in Venda, there are
the
places
former.
We haven't been, which are very much into
rich.
Cultural, very rich, the Venda people. So we haven't been, we can never go everywhere. The one thing on this is that we have not visited the cradle of humankind at all, as far as I know, unless somebody of you went to that invite that came last year. But that actually didn't really come from our department, it came from environmental tourism, I think. The other thing was that there was an outstanding visit to Freedom Park to go and see how they took the project further, and I think that's the outstanding visit to Freedom Park that we haven't done. There was a call that we should go back to see how they went on, because it's using so much money, etc., etc., and the link to the put like a museum underneath was not finished when we went there the first time. So I know there was a call to go back to see the progress. And if you drive there at night, I saw it the other night driving from Joburg to the moon, the lights were on. I mean, what we should then see is what if we wanted to look at different provinces, then surely one would say, okay, towns we haven't visited. Because I think the cradle of humankind is something very close to nation building as well and awareness. Although it's not really one of our entities. But the other ones,
we have a lot there to be looked at.
A lot of artists.
A lot of artists in Venda.
Major
ones. Honorable Prince Zulu.
I think Northwest and also Western Cape, these are unfortunate provinces that we don't visit them too much. Here in Western Cape, we don't go around here.
Yes,
we never go outside the rural
area.
But west is the northwest. We never go.
I think it's an eye-opener that we have to visit that area. Or maybe Western Cape is because we are here. We think that they are seeing us, we know them. And yet not.
I think the trend that we at some stage divided ourselves I want to submit that maybe as we move, we must divide ourselves like comrades have just said, so that we can expedite the discussion.
Thank you. So we have agreed that we will be going to Freedom Park, not forgetting these other provinces that they have to be visited as well, like Northwest, Western Cape. We only talk of Iziko, only here in Western Cape. We don't know what is happening outside. Even when they said Southern Cape, I don't know where Southern Cape is because I'm already in South, but there is Southern Cape here, and certain things are happening in Southern Cape, but we haven't visited it. She has written to me here that an outstanding visit is to Iziko. Only three members were present that time. So we have, we're done with the province, the visit to the province, to the Gauteng province, and then on the 5th of August, after the visit to Freedom Park. Is it okay? That breathing? And then on the trap, I realized something which is a little bit awkward. Can I raise it? Item bulletin number one, state consideration of the cultural law amendment bill. Bulletin two, briefing by the department and provincial committee on progress made with regard to geographical names, five provinces. And then on the 19th, you can see, I've realized something that this bill, I'm still talking. We had no briefing, we didn't have any public hearings on this bill. It is indicated here that will be public, we will have public hearings on this strategic workshop program. We didn't have public hearings. They are not catered on that. The very same bill we are talking about, this cultural law amendment bill. Your comments? It's an amendment. No. Yes. Because whatever we're amending, people must have some comments. They have to say something, whether they agree with you or not, or have an input on your amendment. So it means that we have to create space for public hearings.
I think the only say we should not call a public hearing. I think this is a very technical amendment. It doesn't really affect the use of the act itself. And I think it is important. We must just check what would be the impact of not calling public hearing. I think it's important that we don't open ourselves to unnecessary
criticism. In other words, your mic. In other words, Mike.
Oh, I'm done.
In other words, we are saying that we have to first listen to the legal advisor to brief the committee if it will be necessary for us to can have the public hearings for the very same amendment bill. Mm-hmm. Then that if he said no, your researcher, do you have anything to comment maybe? Okay. Our researcher.
I'm not totally convinced that the rules of Parliament would compel public hearings. And I take the gentleman's point being a technical of a technical nature. But my advice would be that the for perhaps yourself would there was to contact the parliamentary law advisors and all the state law advisors. And in fact, because obviously this, I'm not sure if it's a section 75.6 piece of legislation that which may perhaps be set. I think it will be 76 as well. But perhaps the parliamentary laws by advice certainly show in a position in terms of the rules of parliament by that.
I think we'll have to call the state law advisor or whoever. Law advisor to brief us on the very same law we're talking about. I agree, the committee really agrees with your suggestion. Thank you. Well, they had something to maybe do. On the 19th, we are agreeing that we will listen to the state law advisor.
Yeah.
If need be. The adoption.
Parliamentary legal advisor.
Yeah.
We may not have to go to the
A legal advice on that. Okay. Item 2 on the 19th. That's item 1. We said we are considering this culture. We're on page 4, page 3. On the 19th. That the department and the provincial committee on progress made with regard to geographical needs. What is the briefing? Do you have any problem?
No, I just have a question. Are we saying that nine chairs of, or whoever, nine people from the different provinces are coming with the department? Because and as far as I understood the minister was that he was going to have some sort of a conference in March where people would be invited. And prior to that, you know, there would be discussion from the department and that would be presented and then it would be like hearing. It would be public consultation hearing.
Which March? Which next year?
Last month. And I'm a question on how far it is. That Bosterod or whatever conference you want to call it, he said the provinces were busy. Now, I can't see how the provinces is going to come and read us. They should read the department under whose instruction they are working. And then, obviously, the department must read us. But we also still await this conference that the minister spoke about. So, I'm not so correct. Who requested that the... because it says the briefing by the DAC and provincial committee. I don't think the provincial committee could come here. I think it's the department that could come here. And obviously, if we have problems then we could call them. But I don't understand just sitting going to a provincial committee at this time.
I mean, I don't
the
mind
comment?
If they come.
Comment. Your comment, Honourable Member. Dorothy?
So my understanding here was that the department together with the rep for provinces. I'm not sure if to whether many members Desiree knows that the whole committees are going to be there or it's a rep from each province. Because I think I don't see anything wrong if a rep from a province is accompanying the department. Because each province will be keeping on its program together with the department. I'm not sure whether there is a problem.
Come up and have it first. It's just the opposite.
Yeah.
Thank you. Can I have one later?
So from what Desiree said, that the briefing by the department, like that process, this consultation with the provinces, you know, I think it will the briefing by the DAC would then also enlighten us on what the province is, what the situation is at the provincial level, but not for the provincial committees.
Okay.
But I can't see the department coming with provincial committees to provinces. The department would establish what the situation is at the provincial level, and in briefing us, they will then cover over. Especially if you had the department, did you say the minister? Consulting with the provinces. Yeah, so those provinces can then come. That will be a duplication of things. So I think maybe we'll just have to establish that. But my understanding, if there was that process, you can then have the committee come in here as well when they have complete consulted with the minister.
I'm sure you agree. But it's hardly impossible for them to come and brief us as provinces and as committees from provinces.
So we can call them if there was consultation, especially with between the minister and the provinces, then what the department is coming to tell us will be what emanates from that consultation.
I think it's better. Are you on the same point?
I'm always in fact when we do an oversight work. And also, we must have an opportunity to get briefing from the people who are directly involved in implementing and promoting agriculture. To meet with them, to know them, because it's not always what the department will be telling us. That will be exactly what we want to communicate with the committee. So it is also important that we should have some time. It's important that we meet with this province exactly to see that agriculture is promoted, not promoted here in the Department of Agriculture, but at the grassroots level. Thanks.
I think that Brenna will also just establish what exactly would be that function. Whether it's a report on the consultation, or, can we then move on to the, I think there's the 26th of August, briefing by the department on FBF, film and video foundation. Is there anything that you would have wanted to work on any of the other issues we're trying to do? Okay. No, that's fine. Okay. So you have no problem in the committee adopting it?
No.
Okay. I think that briefing 26 is fine, eh?
Okay.
This is a long awaited workshop. The Pen Club workshop. This will be in September, that is when we will be on briefing most probably. I don't know whether or not you have checked with whoever is responsible for the program, whether or not you are going to be allowed to come back and have this
meeting.
I know this happened, but I just want to check because the reason for us being arising in August, something very, very important. So if we could just double check that. But otherwise, I don't think there would be problems when they're not coming in if the programming committee is allowed to.
I think if you are arriving, you are going to be working, I mean, you are going to be doing less it is not possible to look at these items as to whether they can be pushed with other things. Because you remember, there are items there that are standing on their own. You know, to say that maybe some of them can be pushed to be together, to be exploited in other, because I understand, although I don't understand why girls would say that sort of thing. I think it's called an amendment bill. We can do more than, you know, that would be. So maybe if you can, if it can be possible for us to have this item slotted somewhere, so that we don't take a risk of having this item here in the
future. I think that would be the views of all members. I know that we wouldn't want to be this elected campaign and just to make sure he wants to win three
the day. Tata is already appointing
to us. Yeah, I don't know. In fact, I'm interested to know who are these members of the board. After the interview where they all informed that they were already appointed.
I think we did make a request to the minister who sent us a list of all the names of the members. In that letter, that's where the minister reminded us about the workshop, and he said now we can continue and convene this workshop. I think it would have asked if you could just make a copy available for the register on the list of members of the council. Is there anybody else who hasn't seen the list? Okay, if you can.
I remember that list.
Oh.
I think it was that one of those people asked me, what happened to their interview?
The person is on the list.
The person on the list. Because it seems that they don't know anything.
So that's really something we may have to raise. So just to check it. And I think it's a board action. Some members of the board don't even know that they're on the list. You want to speak on the extension of the program beyond our office?
Yes.
I agree that we should not go beyond the one we have signed from the column. Because we must be doing election work, it's very, very important for us. And to add, Comrade Bermudinda has just mentioned that we push up this other item. I think we also agree that when there is that need, we should also meet at Wednesday just to accommodate as we push up Wednesday.
Is there anything on the list? Whatever, I think you will have on the 23rd of September, yeah? Consideration and adoption of minutes. Is this like minutes that we would have accumulated? Because I would strongly, you know, propose that we have minutes in every meeting of the committee. So that because sometimes we really find ourselves in serious trouble to rush through minutes when we bank them. I think if we can have minutes, because we can't actually move from one meeting to another meeting without knowing what you know, without having considered what the previous meeting said. So I think it's important that we have those minutes in every meeting so that we don't, and I know it puts a lot of pressure on you as well to have all those minutes for one day. And you can imagine if in September we send back a batch of minutes that we have to go and collect, we won't be around to, so it means we'll go into next year having to go back to the meeting of the last term of college.
Thank you, Chairman. One of the items that could move to Wednesday is this workshop.
The 10,000?
Yes.
Yeah. To a Wednesday.
To a Wednesday.
Yeah, I think that's whatever, if you heard what member said, you've made notes there. Just go back and look at how can you push some of the things that belong to this year. Because, you know, just to put you in a picture. This matter was seriously discussed amongst all political parties. The deputy president herself was involved in convening chairs of committees to come and say, and ministers, whether or not they will be ready to do everything that is outstanding in order to allow parliament to run in August. It was taken very seriously. So we may find ourselves being the only committee that would sit after the end of August. So the other things about next year, what we are supposed to do next year, just, or whoever comes in next year after the things that are ongoing for the next year, they could be there. But just check what is happening, you know, with other committees as well, and how they manage to bring everything to not beyond the end of August. Maybe you have a very good explanation why you've got it this way.
We were informed there at the committee section to do this program for the whole year, even though we are all aware that Parliament might rise in August. But to bring it to the members is to see which items are serious, so that we can push them to start with before August.
Okay.
Otherwise, we need to have a program for the whole year, even though we are aware that we might not be able to speak to them.
I think then let's start there. To say that, number one, in terms of priority, there's the pent-up one that we've already spoken about. The briefing on community art centers is very important to raise we will have to adopt the program of 2009. We are saying that must be pushed up to before the because the problem is you can't come next year. Because
although I think it was said that you may have cases where you should come to Parliament to settle them. The thing is, we will not have time to any other time to consider program. If we don't do before the end of August. The thing is, with the committee, it will come and then the committee will say, no, but this is not important. I think the way we started it, we all agree that 10,000 or the different person, that the briefing on Mambomba community assembly was important. And then that's the program for 2009. And I think maybe we can leave it at that and then play the rest of the room.
Maybe so.
Can we then
to add to what you are saying? The reason of maybe discussing these things with the committee, I think, is to sort of like entertain the issue of finance, because our financial year ends in March. So that if you can't reflect what we will be doing, it means that there will be a lot of money remaining, and when we request those monies for something, they will be squandered somehow. I don't know. But I'm just thinking aloud.
Can we then say we adopt it with amendment that was proposed?
That's the only point. Sometimes they were disappointed.
I withdrawn the word wanda.
Yeah.
Wandered, not wanda.
We are done with it.
I believe the draft program for the portfolio committee.
Yeah, with the you've got the amendment, I guess.
Yes,
sir. Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. So it's adopted with amendment.
Your mic was off.
The draft program of the portfolio committee as an council for the has been adopted with the necessary amendment that members proposed. So what you do is you'll just go and work on those amendments and then present it in the next committee.
Otherwise, you
move
for the adoption.
Oh, did I move? I can't move. Can we have a move?
5 seconds.
No, you move. You move.
You move.
I move for the adoption. Let's try the second and the third.
Mamba,
thanks for that.
even though I was of that opinion that the 2008 stroke 2009.
Yeah,
I mean, live hand.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think.
Mm. It's nothing to take over, except that we're done with our business for the day, unless if the chair and then the secretary has something to say, because we said that let the minutes come every day in our meeting, meaning that we have to adapt. Well, I think we can continue with the minutes. The 11th of March, 2008, and the 18th of March. Can I come with a suggestion? How about if one can read? Is it not faster? Because some are slow readers. Which option are we taking?
We